Welcome to The Business Mind. Join me, Mark Fechner, as I sit down with business leaders to discuss their real-world challenges and formulate forward-thinking, creative solutions. We focus on real people with real issues, and we tackle those issues in real time. I don't have the answers. I help you find the answers within you. Sometimes all that is needed is just a slight change in perception. The Business Mind Show starts now. Good morning, everyone. My name is Mark Fechner, and you are listening to the Business Mind Show here on Transformation Talk Radio. I am excited. I am thrilled. I'm ecstatic and a little scared to be here this morning. This is my very first foray into the podcast world. And this has already proven to be far more of a my expectations have been far exceeded so far. So what is this show about? Well, it really is about my guests. It's about the integrity and the ethics of the guests on my show. That's what we want to showcase is are those qualities. And how are we going to go about doing that, you might ask? Well, we are going to have one-on-one coaching sessions on real world issues that my guests have. These are all business owners, and they all have unique challenges that face them, but they are willing to have this discussion in a public forum. And what this really should point out here is that these are people willing to say, I don't know. But I am willing to learn. I'm willing to understand better what it is I need to do and how I can better serve my clientele and my customers. And the showcase part is that don't we want to work with these kind of people on a regular basis? Isn't these the kind of people we want to invite into our homes and to help us with our businesses? Are people that are willing to do better? And continually strive to do better. So that's the basic premise of the show. I am thrilled to have as my very first guest. This is a woman who I've known for 12 years, roughly. We went through coach training together. She is an extraordinary coach in her own right. And she has an incredible amount of business expertise that backs it up along with her coach training and her really intuitive skills that I've witnessed firsthand on a number of occasions. So I am thrilled to announce to welcome Susan Rose of Inner Dragon. Susan, welcome to this little foray we have here.
Thank you. And you know what? I just have to second that excitement and nervousness. Yeah.
Oh, good. This will go well. So before we get too far afield, can you describe a little bit about your business?
I focus on people and engagement and the connections they make that help support their business. And I kind of ended up there based on what I did in the corporate world. I spent over 20 years in a Fortune 100 company, starting in IT and then moving over to the business side. And most particularly on the business side, I started developing really great teams. And I didn't have a plan. I was just solving the problem in front of me. Yeah. And what started happening is people asked, you know, at all levels, what are you doing differently with your team? I didn't know how to answer. When I left that environment, a friend of mine started suggesting coaching, and I didn't take it seriously. And then I finally did. And I started researching coaching. I'm like, oh my gosh, this is it. I've been doing this with my teams in the corporate environment for years. I just didn't call it coaching.
Yeah. You know, Yeah, that's great. So thank you for that. So what is it that you would like to discuss today?
Well, I've had a little bit of a hiatus from coaching due to some health concerns. So it's been a few years. And I want to start cultivating that again. And one of the questions that has always nagged me, and here it is in my face again, is what is my niche going to be?
Okay.
And you know what? It's funny. I've realized that one of the things that has been part of me and what I do for a long time is, you know, I love to have a lot of things. I'm interested in everything, and so choosing one thing among them is difficult. And given the basis of engagement, which is still where I want to stay, how do we connect with people in a way that supports us, supports our business, as well as our clients? And, you know, so we're back to that.
Okay.
Once again.
Okay. Well, you know, it's every business owner has that same issue.
Yeah.
And the niche oftentimes defines who you end up working with.
Mm-hmm.
So, you know, understanding what that niche is, understanding, and it's really not necessarily the niche. It's more about the people that you want to work with. You know, niches tend to be more towards, and this is from my own coaching practice, niches tend to be more towards a particular industry or profession or aspect of a profession that people you know are involved with, but finding, as I've often told people, finding your tribe isn't just a profession. You know, it's not just a profession, it's not just a segment of the population, it's far more than that. And I think that's where a lot of us in the coaching world and a lot of other industries, businesses, especially the solopreneurs, tend to find their biggest challenge is not understanding how they want to, as you said, engage with people.
I'm so glad you say that, because you know, it's the issues they have, not necessarily where they work or what they do.
Right.
Yeah.
Exactly. Okay. So, Jacob, sorry, this is going to be a little earlier than I thought. We're going to take a quick pause here to get ourselves together and do the next segment, which is going to be the coaching part of all of this. So, just as a reminder, you are listening to The Business Mind. I am Mark Fechner. We're going to take a quick break. And when we come back, we're going to talk about how Susan is going to move forward with her business and how she wants to engage with people. So stay tuned for that.
Your weekly host of the Heart Leader Podcast, where heart and mind align on transformationtalkradio.com. I'm here with co-host Austin, and we'd like to know, do you have a passion to make a greater global impact? Are you ready to embrace leading with heart and love? If so, join us and our global community of over 1 million strong on this journey to become heart leaders who change the world. Each episode brings heart-centered connection, building stronger relationships, communities, and businesses. Take a deeper dive into what it means to be a heart leader. For more information, visit www.suivera.org. We look forward to seeing you in the Suivera community.
Are you feeling lost in this journey we call life? When you awaken the truth of your patterns, limitations, and beliefs, you can start to heal relationship with yourself, others, and your circumstances. I'm Ritika Rose, life coach, author, and speaker. My mission is to help you align with your most powerful, authentic self and transform how you experience your inner and outer world. Find the confidence and peace to live the highest version of your life. Visit RitikaRose.com.
Choose the new earth on the Cornelia Stephanie Show. Tune in each week on Transformation Talk Radio as Cornelia takes listeners on an odyssey of higher consciousness to inspire, educate, and empower. Cornelia guides people on the path of self-healing, peace, and liberation. The Cornelia Stephanie Show is your catalyst for anchoring heaven on earth on a global scale. For more information, go to CorneliaStephanie.com.
Inspire, create, empower, only on TransformationTalkRadio.com.
Hi, I'm Amber, your weekly host of the Heart Leader Podcast, where heart and mind align on TransformationTalkRadio.com. I'm here with co-host Austin, and we'd like to know, do you have a passion to make a greater global impact? Are you ready to embrace leading with heart and love? If so.
Okay, welcome back. This is The Business Vine. I am Mark Fechner, the host, and we are speaking with Susan Rose of Inner Dragon. That's her coaching practice. And we're talking about the challenge that she's been having, which is sort of understanding what her new direction is, what her new niche of people. And I don't like using the word niche, but how she wants to engage with people. Sorry, I just don't like using the word. Before we get started,
I think we should just do away with it.
And we may just in this very podcast. Before we go further, how can people get a hold of you?
Right now, they can reach me via email at susan@inner-dragon.com.
Okay.
And hopefully very shortly through my website, but it's
a work in progress.
It's being reworked.
We're all a work in
progress. Some new direction after this conversation.
There you go. Yes, and we're all a work in progress. So you also mentioned to me that you had a giveaway for our
I do. For the first 6 people who contact me for a discovery session, I will do a free comprehensive core values index assessment. And for those that may not know what that is, it's an assessment that uncovers, you know, who you really are. As Taylor Protocol says, it shows your innate, unchanging nature. And it's basically, you know, what, you know, your strengths, your tendencies, what motivates you, the things about you that don't change. And the challenge in working with that is using that to help people understand why what they're doing is working or not working based on who they are.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. I've done the survey myself. It's very insightful. So I would encourage anyone, even if you're just curious as to, you know, what it's all about, please, you know, contact Susan and take the survey. So let's delve into this. So the engagement. So what does that look like to you?
It's how we connect with people, the way we talk with one another, the way we behave with one another. And ideally, we want that to draw others in, to make them want to work with us, to listen to us, to be willing to entertain different kinds of things. Okay. Which of course makes new ventures, new ideas possible.
Okay. So when you think about your own coaching practice, mm-hmm. and you're thinking about engagement and making those connections, what does that look like on a one-to-one basis?
Uh-huh. Well, one of the biggest things, and it's just huge in coaching in general, is listening. You know, because the you know it's an old saying, but it still holds true. People just want to be heard, understood, and valued.
Right.
And that plays a huge role in I think coaching in general, but certainly in how I connect with people.
Okay. So when you talk about want to be heard, which absolutely agree with you. Mm-hmm. We don't do enough listening in general these days. How does that work out in your engagement? How do you take the listening portion? Oops, sorry. How do you take the listening portion and translate that into come work with me?
Well, by responding to somebody about what I heard.
Okay.
And sometimes it's not what they're saying, but sometimes it's an intuitive hit. Sometimes it's where they'll say something, but you know, there's more. And so you start pursuing that. Well, what does that look like? What do you mean? Just about anything a client says will bring about some questions.
Right.
And there's when people want to know, you know, it tells you that they're listening, they're hearing you.
Right.
And yeah.
So when you're
I know this is pretty basic, but
yeah, it is. But it sort of sets up a foundation for, right, you know, what does engagement mean and how does it work out and all that kind of good stuff. What I'm curious about is, so we understand, you know, listening is a big part of how we as coaches engage with each other or with our clients. And listening is one of those skills that not only do we utilize, but we're taught how to utilize and how to go about doing it in an effective manner without an agenda and stuff like that. But now we want to take that being able to make connections and we want to translate it into how you find people, how you know, you can be the best listener in the world, but if you're not engaging with people, you're just a really good listener sitting in a room by yourself.
No. Well, I'm sorry. Go ahead.
No, go ahead. No, please.
It just makes me think, like, we all have, our initial conversations with people, with prospects in particular, if you don't make a connection, they are not going to be your client. And usually, in that initial conversation, if there's some kind of breakthrough where they say, oh my gosh, this person gets me, I think, or they walk away with some new insight, that's ideal.
Mm-hmm. You know,
it lays the foundation for further work with them.
Okay.
So
in your quest to sort of start a revamping and refocusing yourself, what does that conversation look like? And in addition to, where do you find those people for yourself?
Well, that's a big question. And there's a lot of areas that I'd like to pursue. And, it's like, well, maybe eventually, but I need to start somewhere. And so there's a general area that I'm looking at that I kind of call people who are challenged, you know, relationship wise in their business. They work with people that either don't get them, they don't get those people, personalities, maybe their own. For example, one of them that I'm very interested is, how do introverts survive in business? It's pretty challenging. And I know we have had this conversation. People are surprised to learn that I am definitely an introvert. Mm-hmm. But I'm one of those strange ones that presents as an extrovert. Mm-hmm. But I am clearly introverted. And so there are challenges. But then there's other people, you know, and I dealt with a lot of them as a corporate manager, the troublemakers, the people who just, their direction doesn't jive with what they have to do work-wise. So how do you handle that kind of stuff? And I think the first thing is just when you talk with these people is just conveying that you get it. I get what it is not mm-hmm. to fit in some way.
Right.
Yeah.
So you identify two very distinct groups, introverts who I would venture the guess are probably not the troublemakers because they're introverted.
Not usually. Although I have been known to be a troublemaker, but generally yeah, they're not.
that's a whole nother show, let me tell you. But then there's also the other group that you mentioned, which are the misfits, mm-hmm. the troublemakers, the ones that, you know, are the round peg that are trying to fit into the square hole.
Yeah.
So of those two groups, which one attracts you the most?
Oh, gosh. That's a hard question, a really hard question, because I worked with one group and I am the other, and I'm, you know, we're all fascinated with ourselves. It's the truth, right? and there's a lot of, I have to say, coaching has revealed to me a lot about myself. Well, you know what? Here's what I want to do. I don't know how possible this is going to be, but what I want to do is kind of lump them together, because they're both kind of misfits. There is some
introverted misfits. That's an interesting combination.
They are, because business is kind of it's an extroverted activity.
Mm-hmm. In many cases, yes, you're right.
Yeah, yeah. And so a lot of introverts, you know, are. If they're doing well, they're play acting, or they have found techniques to allow them to do what they need to do, to do well in their professions.
So I'll reiterate the question.
Yeah.
Because you very, very artfully kind of skated around that.
I did.
You know, and here's the rationale behind it, because introverts hang out in a very different place and in a very different way than misfits.
Yeah.
And misfits can be almost anything. I know from your own experience, it was, you know, those people that really didn't fit into the hierarchy of a corporate structure, but once you were working with them, they really performed and did well.
Yeah, they became my stars.
Yeah, exactly. So introvert, you know, so which one of these is the most intriguing to you?
Even though I am an introvert, I guess it's still, it would be the intriguing one for me.
The introverts?
Yeah.
Okay. Yeah. Okay, good. So since you are an introvert yourself, where would you likely find these people?
Bookstores.
Okay.
They're not willingly joiners.
Right.
They favor it's, and it's not that introverts don't like people. They love people. Mm-hmm. They just want them in small groups or one at a time.
Small batches over a long period of time.
Yeah, small batch. Right. So I have met people in bookstores. I or small group settings.
Okay.
I have through networking met some introverts.
Okay.
It's usually not until, you know, you get into a one-on-one with them that you realize who they are in it, because as I said, they play a game.
Mm-hmm. They know how to cover their shyness. Not that introverts are necessarily shy, but
I wouldn't call it shyness, but just the reserve.
Yeah. I agree. That's a better word. We always, the stereotype is that an introvert is shy, and that's
just not true.
That's just not true at all. No. So identifying, and you know, this is a very quick way of looking at this, but identifying where you're going to find these introverts, we want to take this information and we want to turn it into something that can move into a marketing plan, business plan.
Absolutely.
You know, So what do introverts like to talk about?
Deep topics.
Okay.
Yeah.
Any topic in particular?
Oh gosh. Well, introversion for one.
Okay.
Who we are. I'd say they're interested in the working of things.
Mm-hmm.
They're often researchers.
Mm-hmm.
There are the rare ones that, you know, this is not true. I'm sure it's not true, but like, say somebody who is out there like a Tony Robbins,
mm-hmm.
just might be an introvert play acting, because they will do that. Now, I doubt that Tony Robbins is in any way an introvert, but
right.
but that happens. And until I'd say it's hard to, in a public setting, identify them. Unless they're being introverted in a public setting, because a lot of times in public settings, introverts will play act. You know, they'll play the game they know they need to play in a given setting. It's a game. It's, you know, kind of like, you know, with a lot of things, a numbers game.
Okay. You
know? Meeting people, inviting them to be who they are.
Okay. All right. So given that, given deep topics, given that, you know, introverts like to know more about themselves, mm-hmm. how do you go about refocusing your business
mm-hmm.
to, and before I even do that, the question that comes to mind is, how can you assist them?
And well, a lot of times, you know, when we're categorized, we see that categorization as a limiting factor.
Okay.
And it's being able to turn that around to say, yeah, but look at what you do. What you do offer people. You have talents and you have insights that others just don't have.
Right.
You know, so it's just turning that around, you know, like most perceptions that people have, you know, nudging them toward a different perception of themselves and their abilities.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. So how would you go about assisting these people?
I'm not sure exactly what you're asking. Like, where would I start?
Well, working with introverts,
mm-hmm.
To use the word I don't like to use, is a very definitive niche.
It is.
It's very specific.
And that's very weird for me, because everything fascinates me.
Right, exactly. So.
Yeah.
But if you're looking to promote a business and you're looking to promote yourself as an expert in a business, which is ultimately your, you know, your role is to be the guide for your clients,
right?
You know, and help them move in whatever direction they want to move in. So what is it that you can offer?
Well, it depends on what they want. You know, so there are some introverts who might want to just find the right thing for them to do to remain sequestered or, you know, away from a lot of notoriety or engagement with other people. And there they can do that maybe they haven't explored. Okay. And then there's the ones that are willing to entertain different ways of looking at public interactions that will make them easier for them, more accessible, more palatable, and maybe even have them get some enjoyment out of it.
Okay.
So
of those two things that you mentioned, people who want to stay in the corner and want to stay sequestered, using your words, or those people that, you know, are looking to kind of push themselves and come out of that introverted nature.
Yeah.
Which of those two challenges more attractive?
The latter is to me. And you know, it's like we source everything from ourselves, right? Mm-hmm. You know, ultimately. And for example, I have spoken in front of 5,000 people on more than one occasion. It sounds like a really weird thing for an introvert to do. Right? And it is. It really is. And what I... You develop tricks. And one of my tricks is that when I speak in front of people, I'm not speaking to a group. I'm speaking to the one person I'm looking at any given time.
Okay.
So there are things like that. There are different ways of looking at how you can be in a very public, very social setting.
Okay. Okay. So we have a group of people that you want to work with, and we have a challenge
These
people might be experiencing. That narrows down your choices to come up with a way of attracting that type of individual. Mm-hmm. So in thinking about introverts that are looking to come out of their shell, looking to be more engaged in public forums and whatnot. Not that, you know, everyone wants to speak in front of 5,000 people, but, you know, 30 people might.
Yeah. That could be terrifying to somebody.
Exactly. So how would you go about finding those individuals?
I would, you know, there are groups, there are social media groups for introverts. There are, in fact, I stumbled over not too long ago, an email string that somebody who is an introvert and posts a lot of articles related to it. And so that's kind of, you know, tapping into that. And then, you know, it's just talking with people. Well, asking the right questions. How do you, you know, somebody who's very private and keeping to themselves, not just any question is going to get to them. Mm-hmm. And I don't have the answers on this one at this point, but I'm thinking I have to really think about how to craft my questions.
Okay.
For that group.
All right.
Yeah. I think the ultimate result is that I'm looking for in working with them is to have them be comfortable wherever they land.
Mm-hmm.
You know, if they want to keep to themselves, being sorry, if they want to keep to themselves, to not regret that, to find enrichment and fulfillment in whatever they're doing,
right,
in a more solitary manner, or to find a comfortable way to bring more external engagement into their lives and feel comfortable with it.
All right. So you know of groups or organizations that
yeah, a couple, not a lot, but I suppose, you know, if I look, I probably find a few more. And then it's just when I meet people, and I this is a place I know I need to do some work, is like zeroing in on what are, you know, usually people that I hit it off with immediately are also introverts. So that's the easy part. But sometimes people are much more guarded than that. Mm-hmm. And those are usually the ones that need a little help.
And so the way you find some of those people is just, and we've spoken about this ourselves, but getting yourself out there.
Yeah.
So here's a tough question. So here's the tough question, and we may not have enough time to explore all of it. So what is preventing you from stepping out? And you've identified the group of people, you've identified the challenge of those group of those people. What's holding you back? What do you think is holding you back?
Well, I guess just the fact that, like I said earlier, you know, I've kind of been away from coaching for a couple of years. I haven't really had, you know, not that I've lost interest, but I haven't taken clients. I've had a little bit of a health issue. And, you know, it's just the getting back into it,
mm-hmm.
for one thing. And then, you know, starting to try out some of my ideas, some of the ways of approaching people. And, you know, sometimes that person in the corner just wants to be asked a question.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah, so, exactly.
Just so kind of thinking about, you know.
So in that thought, in that mm-hmm. train of thought, how can you easily, simply start engaging in those types of conversations with people?
One of the things that I've been, and you know, I've been entertaining this for so long, it's ridiculous.
Yes.
That is a blog, you know.
Yes, yes.
Starting to talk about that. And I've recently started, this is one of my thinking methods is mind mapping and mm-hmm. saying, what are all the permutations? What are all the different areas I could, pursue with somebody who is introverted? You know, what does that look like? And it's a work in progress. And I think one of the things that, you know, I'd have to, you know, and it may be that they're interested in some help work related, or maybe personal, social,
mm-hmm.
maybe family. It could be anything, you know.
Right. So when you mentioned earlier that, you know, introverts like to hang out at bookstores.
Yeah.
How can you utilize that?
Well, I used to hang out at bookstores.
Well,
and
I know I did too.
So I, and it's, you know, it's easy in a bookstore to see somebody sitting, you know, checking out a book or standing and, you know, asking them that the question about the book they're looking at.
Mm-hmm.
Why were they drawn to it? You know, it's I find it easy to strike up a conversation in a bookstore.
Okay.
Yeah. The other thing is, blogging about topics or situations where, I'm sorry, I don't know if you could hear that, but I forgot to put it on Do Not Disturb.
Oh, that's fine.
There's also, just settling on a topic that introverts are challenged by. They don't like this situation or that situation, or being expected to behave in a particular way in social settings, or things like that.
Okay.
And so just kind of compiling that list, I think, and then saying, oh, this one is kind of interesting. I can blog about that, or I can.
All right.
Yeah.
Well, it
but
sound
even blogging is kind of terrifying to me because I've never done it.
Well, and that would be something we could talk about in the future and follow up on.
Absolutely.
But it sounds like there is a bit of a roadmap here.
Yeah, a little bit.
What do you think?
Options. I think so. I just have to make some, I need to make some decisions on where to start.
Yeah.
That first step is always the tough.
Yeah, exactly. we're coming up on our second break. Okay. One more time, Susan, why don't you tell people how they can get a hold of you?
I can be reached at susan@inner-dragon.com.
Okay. And my giveaway?
Is a free core values indexed comprehensive assessment to the first 6 people who contact me for a discovery session.
Okay, great. So just as a reminder, this is the Business Mind Show. I am Mark Fetner. We are going to take a short break. When we come back, we're going to do a little bit of a wrap up. Give Susan a chance to tell us what she's going to take away from this session today, and hopefully something that all of you might have taken away from it as well. So again, the Business Mind Show. I am Mark Fechner. Stay tuned. We'll be right back.
One day, I arrived early to meet a friend for lunch. One of the wait staff welcomed me with a beautiful smile. It was everyday magic. We experience this kind of thing all the time, but it was magical because the smile made me feel happy and content. The Sanskrit word for smile is smitam. It means fully blossomed, fully bloomed, and expanded, like an empty field suddenly full of spring flowers. In the same way, a bright smile given freely changes everything. It can warm the heart. It can reassure or inspire or uplift. It can bring joy or lift a burden. Try it for yourself. Smitam, a smile, and discover a little everyday magic. Join me, Sarah Main, on Damayanti, the show for your soul, where we discover everyday uplifting magic together. And check out my website, damayanti.store.
Are you passionate about impacting social change or working towards anti-racism as a society? Are you willing to deconstruct your innermost thoughts, ideas, and beliefs about racism? Then Inflection Point Podcast, Cultivating Change from the Inside Out, is the show for you. Join Anita Russell, Mavis Bauman, and Gail Hunter in open, honest, and deliberate conversations every first and third Wednesday at 3 p.m. Pacific, 6 p.m. Eastern, only on TransformationTalkRadio.com.
Okay, welcome back, everyone, with my guest on the Business what's my name of my show? The Business Mind Show with my guest, Susan Rose. So, Susan, at the break, you had mentioned that you had some insight. What would you care to share, please?
I believe earlier in the show, I mentioned that, you know, I'm interested in so many things, mm-hmm. you know, and just picking one is tough. Mm-hmm. And so being forced to make a decision, you know, sometimes, you know, it's what we need and it's what I need. I know. You know, a lot of times, you know, I think I can figure this out. I'm an intelligent person. I've done this and that.
Oh, yeah.
Thing, and I'm stuck. You know?
Yeah, exactly.
So yeah. And it's just like, I know that I need, and I know a lot of people are similar in that, you know, they are intelligent, you know, mm-hmm. dummies don't seek coaching.
Yeah.
These are intelligent people, and sometimes they need to be held to something.
And I would even add,
And that's what you did. You're like, make a choice. Which one?
Yeah.
Right.
And I would even add that they're not only intelligent, but they're successful.
Yeah.
People who, as I said at the very top of the show, people who are willing to say, I don't know, are in that position of they want to do better. They want to improve themselves, because that's how you end up moving forward, how you end up succeeding, how you end up being a better version of whatever it is you are looking to improve upon, you know, right. Be it anything from a business owner to a parent, you know, it's all part of the same mindset.
And even if the choice I make is wrong, mm-hmm. there's a learning there.
Right. You know? Exactly.
And it's not just, oh, it was wrong, but okay, why?
And I would even add that making a choice now doesn't box you in something else later. Exactly. Box you in to making a different choice later. Exactly. It's, you know, in business, we want to move in a direction. You know, if we're just standing still and musing over all the different choices we've got, well, that's great. And that shows a certain amount of flexibility and creativity in the process, but it doesn't do anything for our, you know, moving forward of actually accomplishing something, of actually doing something. And in your case, you know, working with introverts, you know, okay, you pick a people, you pick a group of people and you start engaging with them, because that's where your passion lies and that's where your skill set lies. Mm-hmm. I think it's incredibly important to want to make sure that we're moving forward. And when we stall for whatever reason, mm-hmm. it could be that we've plateaued, we've reached a certain pinnacle in our careers and now we're looking for, well, what's the next thing?
Right.
You know, people who are successful want to stay being successful. And that means some inner thinking, inner reflection of how they want to move forward. So, yeah.
You know what else, you know, and this is so true of me anyway, and how mm-hmm. I make decisions, and like being in the corporate world for so long, you know, there was always a defined problem and there was always a deadline.
Mm-hmm.
And that absolutely keeps you moving.
Mm-hmm.
Whereas, you know, when you're a solopreneur, sometimes you need that kick in the pants, you know. Because otherwise you say, oh, and then I could do this, I could do this, I could do this, I could do this and the other thing and never do any of them.
Right. Yes.
You know,
that's exactly right.
That was a big, big realization to me early on. I'm like, oh, okay, I need to do something different here. So,
yeah.
So, and clearly I need constant reminders, and
yeah,
all on something.
Yeah, no, that's very true. We, you know, especially for folks who are really creative, because the creative juices will get going, and we will be fascinated by, oh, this is really cool. This is really cool. Let me go explore this some more. And
yeah.
And we lose sight of the fact of, well, wait a minute, I'm trying to go this way, and this cool thing is taking me over here. So
shiny objects.
Exactly. Yeah, the shiny object syndrome. Mm-hmm. Exactly.
Absolutely.
Is there anything else that you are taking away from this today?
Just that I, you know, and like, as I say, I need reminders. And I think a lot of people do. We, you know, hence we've been talking for years. Mm-hmm. But people do need, and there's no, you know, and this is more in terms of something to work with clients on, is that the door is always open.
Mm-hmm.
We always need reminders. And there's no shame in saying, oh, gosh, I know we went over this and I'm stuck again.
Yeah.
You know, the important part is that, you know, you're here again.
And it goes back to that whole integrity thing.
Mm-hmm.
You know,
right.
That's saying true. That I don't know, and saying, yeah, I know I've done this before, but, you know, what am I thinking? I'm back here again. Mm-hmm. Well, yeah, you're human.
And the thing is, you know, the conditions we move through life, and conditions are always changing. So, yeah, we're probably going to get stuck again.
Yeah, exactly. Exactly. Yeah. So, yeah. So, so that's very cool. So very cool. it sounds like you've got a little bit more insight into how you can move forward. So I appreciate it. I appreciate your, you know, and I think for everyone who's listening, you know, the idea is that picking a direction, picking a focus doesn't mean you are giving up on other things. And it doesn't mean...
Oh, gosh, I love that you said that. Yeah. Yeah, that feels good. Thank you.
You're welcome. I'm happy to help. But it doesn't mean you're giving up on other things. It means you're going in a direction. You're doing something for yourself, for your business, for your passion. I don't know of any entrepreneurs that aren't initially passionate about what they do.
Mm-hmm.
It's the minutia.
And you know what? I didn't say this earlier, but, you know, when I was in corporate, when I realized that my favorite part of that job, now I did a lot of fascinating things, but my very favorite part of that job was working with my team and helping them get better.
Okay.
So I feel like, you know, this passion developed long before I even considered coaching.
No, absolutely. Absolutely. Yeah. And that can be how you drive yourself when you, you know, look for those introverts and you have conversations with them and you start engaging with them. That can be part of what it is that you, you know, you speak of.
Mm-hmm.
So I want to thank you very much, Susan, for being here, for your willingness to be open and honest and share this, you know, challenge that I think a lot of people have. If you want to get a hold of Susan, email her at susan@inner-dragon.com. Did I do that right?
Yep.
Okay, cool. I am Mark Fechner. If you are interested in having a conversation with me and having a conversation about coaching or your business, you can reach me at mark@markfechner.com or go to my website, markfechner.com, and sign up for a 30-minute conversation. if you'd like to be a guest on this program and do coaching and experience coaching live and have a chance to promote your own business in the process, please go to my website, markfechner.com, and sign up for a 30-minute conversation. Once again, thank you, Susan. Thank you for your insight. Thank you for your willingness to be part of this. The Business Mind Show airs the second and fourth Tuesday of every month at 11 a.m. Eastern, 8 a.m. Pacific. My next show, I have another business colleague of mine. She is a multi-business owner. Her name is Rachel Cherney, and I am really looking forward to it. The conversation we are going to have talks about leadership, and so I'm really interested in what we're going to discover on that topic. So thank you all for being here for the very first show. It's Yay. Done, and I'm not sweating anymore.
I know, it's not so scary once you're into it, is it?
I know, exactly.
Me either.
So thank you all very much for attending, for watching the show, and until next time, be safe, be profitable, and we'll see you next time. Thank you for listening to The Business Mind on Transformation Talk Radio. I'm Mark Fechner, where we focus on real people with real issues, and we tackle those issues in real time. I don't have the answers. I hope you find the answers within you. The Business Mind Show airs the second and fourth Tuesday of every month at 8 a.m. Pacific on TransformationTalkRadio.com. Sometimes all you need is a change in perception. A certified coach will listen to your challenge, ask you intuitive, open-ended questions, help you find fresh perspectives, and then hold you accountable to reach your goals. Coaching is an investment in yourself that can create paths to greater success. To find out more about my coaching, go to markfechner.com.
Views expressed on this program are those of the host, guests, and callers, and do not necessarily reflect the views of the station, its management, or advertisers. You're listening to Transformation Talk Radio.